values have been owned by the right for, I don't know, the last 10 years.
At least.
But the funny thing is, conservative values and Canadian values are not congruent all the time. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that Canadians accept, like religion has no business in government, and the state has no business in the bedrooms of the nation. The whole gay marriage thing. Way ahead.
Same in the U.S., though, too.
Yeah.
You know, the point you're making is absolutely true. So I spoke to George Lakoff and a number of other really smart guys for the book, and they said to me, you know, it's almost become a cliche. You've got this working class constituency in both Canada and the United States who are voting against their economic interests. They're voting for the overlords, you know, for the millionaire conservative guys who favor bankers and lobbyists. Why are they doing that? Because the conservative guys, you know, like Rob Ford, who comes from this very wealthy family, speak continually, it's cynical and it's phony and it's dishonest, but they speak continually about the values of the little guy. And they align themselves with the little guy, whereas liberals have kind of said, well, that's down market. You know, that's not, I'm an intellectual, you know, and I don't really, you know, buy into that kind of stuff. And it's a huge mistake. Huge mistake. Like, you know, Ignatieff, he didn't even have to say it. He embodied it. Nobody could picture themselves sitting down and having a burger and a beer with Michael Ignatieff.
I'm a fairly bright guy. I'm intimidated as hell to be near him. I mean, he just screams way too smart to ever have anything to do with me.
Yeah. And so people, you know, what do people want in politics? More than anything else, in all my years of working in it, and Fight the Right hopefully testifies to this, they want somebody who understands their life. They don't necessarily want somebody who agrees with them on everything. They know they're never going to find somebody like that, including a spouse. You know, they're just looking for somebody who understands the predicament of daily existence and how difficult it is and how challenging it is, and is kind of, if not working to solve some things, then at least not making it worse. And conservatives have nailed that, and they've figured out how to address that constituency, which, as we've learned now, is the largest constituency of all, the middle class.
So, Moses, how long will the left be wandering in the wilderness? And do you see, you know, next election or the election after? Because, you know, Canadians love to audition our leaders.
I am not able to offer you any hope or a sunny morning. As long as the left in this country, progressives, liberals and New Democrats, are fighting for the same piece of real estate, you will have the same result, which is Stephen Harper will sail up the middle with less than 40% of the vote and win a majority. And this is why my former boss, Chrétien, and also smart guys like Broadbent and Roy Romano and so on, have said, this has got to stop. And the best case study is Stephen Harper himself. You know, the right had its face rubbed in the dirt three times by Jean Chrétien, 93, 97, 2000. And Harper said enough. And so he reached out to the progressive conservatives and the Reform Party, and he brought all those guys together under one tent. And then he won the election. And he's kept winning elections ever since. And, you know, Chrétien's point and mine in the book is it's just math. If you continue to split the vote, the other guy's going to continue to win. And so Justin, if he becomes leader, and he probably will do very well. And maybe the NDP and the Liberals will trade places. But neither one of them is going to become government until they address this fundamental issue, which is people of like-minded values should be in one house and not a house divided. And, you know, I don't see any chance of that anytime soon. They're just, you know, both of them are so stupid on this issue. You know, the NDP used to say to us, let's talk about it, and we were, you know, in the ascendancy, and we said no. Now they're in the ascendancy, and we're down below, and they're saying no to us, and you know, you got to meet up in the middle.
If the Liberals don't get it together for the next election, you could be sitting in the war room helping Thomas Mulcair.
Not a chance.
If they would take him, but, you know, what, you could put your money where your mouth is. I mean, would you work for the NDP if the Liberals continue to just screw up?
Would I work for, you're the first person to ever ask me this question. Would I work for a Liberal Democratic Party? Yes. would I work for a new Democratic Party as presently constituted? No, you know, because I, you know, I got involved in politics in my punk rock past because I was distressed. I my family left Quebec because of separatism. I got involved with politics because of Western separatism. It's xenophobic. It is brings out the worst in people. I can't stand separatism. That's why I supported Chrétien. It's like it's guided my life in terms of my political choices. Unless the NDP, the federal NDP, becomes unconditionally federalist and embraces free markets and, you know, gets a bit more sensible in the way that Romano did or some of these other guys, no, I wouldn't support them. So I'll just, my next book will be a work of fiction.
Well, I hope you stay in the fight because I think you're the smartest guy in Canadian politics.
Thank you. Thank you. It's not true, but I'll take it.
The book is Fight the Right, A Manual for Surviving the Coming Conservative Apocalypse. I've been speaking with the author and Liberal Party brain trust, Warren Kinsella, and Fight the Right, published by Random House of Canada.